as well, we're doing that shift from winter gas to summer gas, which always causes prices to rise temporarily. So they're high right now, like 190 plus, but they will drop eventually. Canada's federal party leaders are hitting the campaign trail to try to woo voters ahead of Election Day, which is 4 weeks from today. Liberal leader Mark Carney in Toronto, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is in Victoria, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre is in New Brunswick. Carney continues to stress the need for Canada to fundamentally reimagine its economy in response to Trump's levies and threats of annexation. Juno's last night, a celebration of Canadian music and Canada. Michael Bublé hosted, was awesome. Talked about being a hometown boy. Anne Murray received a Lifetime Achievement Award and said Canada has always been her safe haven. Tate McRae took home 4 awards, including Artist and Album of the Year.
CHQM Vancouver.
Move 103.5.
An iHeartRadio station.
Move 103.5's Password to Paradise.
Your chance to experience Sandals Royal Bahamian on Nassau's iconic Cable Beach.
Sandals Royal Bahamian is the destination. I can't believe we still have more trips to give away. You should absolutely be trying to win one of these trips. There are so many of them. It's super easy, too. Just enter the passwords on our website, move1035.ca. This hour's password is smoothie. Smoothie. You can enjoy a smoothie at Sandals Royal Bahamian. Your choice as to whether or not it's spiked. But smoothie is this hour's password in Password to Paradise. We actually have another winning phone call to make here in just a few moments. Give away one of these trips. And we'll have another password for you coming up at 10 o'clock on Move 103.5.
with his words killing me softly, with his song. I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers.
Good morning. It's the Nat and Drew Show at Move 103.5 calling.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
We're good, thanks. Whereabouts are you this morning? Do we find you at work?
I'm actually working from home today.
Living the dream, Bruce. Question for you. Are you familiar with our contest, Password to Paradise?
Yes, I've heard of this.
Well, good news, Bruce. Those passwords that you've been entering into our website while you work has paid off. Congratulations. You're going to Sandals Royal Bahamian.
What? Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. This is unbelievable. Wow.
Bruce, no doubt you have heard us go on at length about all of the pools, all of the restaurants, 10 of them in total, the amazing beach, the private island, the Red Lane Spa. I mean, the amenities at Sandals Royal Bahamian are totally next level. Who do you think you're going to bring with you on the big trip?
I think my girlfriend Sophie would be coming with me.
She hears this, she better be. Bruce, congratulations. Have fun planning your trip, and thanks for listening and playing along with Password to Paradise.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Bruce Gillespie, today's winner. with Password to Paradise. Sandals Royal Bahamian is the destination, and we would love to be able to call you and share great news, get your set to pack your bags, and say bon voyage. Sandals Royal Bahamian, next level resorts. To get into these draws, just be entering the passwords at move1035.ca. This hour's password is smoothie. Smoothie. They have spiked and unspiked smoothies at Sandals Royal Bahamian. Your choice as to which one you want. Enter the password smoothie at move1035.ca and listen for the next password at 10.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Shaking body onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Tripping over myself. Aching, begging you to come out. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Just like a moth drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out. Quit calling you my lover. Move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe. Shaking body onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Tripping over myself. Aching, begging you to come out. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. Gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks.
Whoa, what is happening? What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/spring for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
I don't want to say I'm a big deal, but I am a superhero. I love helping people consolidate their debts, and that's what I did for the Smiths. I took their bills and zoom! Wha-bam! Pow! Zap! Turn them into one low monthly payment. No, the sound's not necessary, but it's part of the fun.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine.
Pine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Wegovy, Wegovy, ask for it by name. Wegovy, Wegovy, that's all I will say. There's things about Wegovy that I wanna talk to. Don't ask me, go ask your doctor. Wegovy, Wegovy, it's all I will say. Wegovy, Wegovy, ba 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 bang bang. Ask your doctor about Wegovy today. Visit the website wegovy.ca.
Let the good times roll at Park Casino, Vancouver's casino in the heart of downtown. Slots, table games, and Vancouver's first pro-line sportsbook lounge now open on level 3. Only at Park Casino. Must be 19 plus. If you gamble, use your game sense.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists? The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Doctors Neil Pollock and Jack Chang offer a no-scalpel, no-needle vasectomy performed in less than 10 minutes. Book an appointment today at PollockClinics.com.
What happens in Thailand stays in Thailand.
Crave presents the new season of the Emmy Award-winning HBO original series, The White Lotus. Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at Crave.ca.
Born in the heart of the earth, natural diamonds rise up like the notes of a song from the throat of Mother Nature.
Born in the heart of a plasma chamber, created diamonds fall softly like snowflakes from the heart of a star.
A star that shines like true love.
Natural diamonds are earthborn.
Created diamonds are starborn.
Callum, how much is our most spectacular 1-carat starborn?
Just $1,999.
It's good to be home.
This is for you.
Read it to me.
Spence, located in Vancouver and Langley.
We're here to protect people.
Officer John Nolan has proven he can keep up with the young cops and the criminals.
Try and stop me.
Nathan Fillion stars in The Rookie.
Let's get this done.
New episode Tuesday at 9, 10 Mountain. Stream next day on Crave.
Hey, have you ever thought about planning ahead?
You mean like our next vacation?
No, I mean giving our family peace of mind when it comes to final arrangements. Dignity Memorial makes it simple. Plus, right now, they're offering spring savings up to 16% off with 60 months no interest on cemetery property.
That sounds smart. How do we start?
We just need to call. No pressure, just helpful guidance. And Dignity Memorial has multiple locations across Greater Vancouver.
Let's call. That's one less thing for our family to worry about.
Call today to learn more or to book an appointment. 604-328-6079. A division of Service Corporation International Canada, Forest Lawn Cemetery, 3789 Royal Oak Avenue, Burnaby, B5G 3M1. Ocean View Burial Park, 4000 Imperial Street, Burnaby, B5J 1A4. Victory Memorial Park, 14831 28th Avenue, Surrey, B4P 1P3.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic for Chevrolet. Truck Month is on now. Visit your local Vancouver Chevrolet dealer to learn about offers on 2025 Chevrolet Silverado models. Stall in North Van, Highway 1 westbound near Lynn Valley Road. A crash in Vancouver, night at East 60th Avenue. And Langley, a stall, Highway 1 eastbound on the 216th Street off-ramp. A very busy morning this morning. Everyone kind of getting back to it after spring break, so drive with care. It's Canadian Tire's biggest spring tire sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and Motomaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details online. We've got clouds with a chance of showers this morning and then a chance of sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 13. Right now, 9 degrees.
Thanks, Erin. It was a big party over the weekend for Canadian music. The Juno Awards were in Vancouver. A full wrap coming up after Walk the Moon. Move 103.5.
The chemical, physical, kryptonite.
noon on Move 103.5. The Juno Awards took over this weekend.
What's trending?
And the patriotic pro-Canada vibes were everywhere, and it started with host Michael Bublé.
I'm a hometown kid who never left. Yeah. And as I stand here, and I look out at my fellow artists in a sold-out arena with millions watching at home, I'm proud to be Canadian. I'm proud. But when they go low, we get high.
What?
We go high.
We get high? They go low, we get high?
Michael.
We go high is the phrase. Michael eventually got there.
He's so good. You know, I just have to say, honestly, like, he's an incredible performer, an incredible host. I was just so proud of him last night.
He's the right guy. He's the absolute right guy for this gig at that time. He's one of the highest profile current Canadian celebrities to kind of lay it out there.
Yep.
And he, later on in that opening, he said Canada's not for sale and the greatest nation on earth. You know, there are very few that are as or more famous than Michael Bublé, who has laid it out there any stronger than he did last night. I don't think there's anybody, actually.
And at the same time, just being so charming and so Michael Bublé, it was perfection.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. It was also a good night, a big night for Vancouver rapper Baby No Money.
That's me. That's right. That's me. That's right. H-I-M, the Gen Z Eminem. That
had to be the biggest TV audience he has ever played for, Baby No Money, and he has got the award show vibe down. He came dressed as a giant toilet.
Okay, that's literally, a good thing.
Literally walked the red carpet in this elaborate outfit that was a toilet.
Honestly.
He was coming out the center of the bowl. And there he was. He did not wear that on stage. He did win because he did win. He upset Tate McRae, Shawn Mendes in The Weeknd to win the TikTok Juno Fan Choice Award. That was the last award of the night. There's Baby No Money up there with just the remnants of the toilet costume still up on stage.
Oh my God.
But I'm like, toilet costume. Lady Gaga would be proud. Well done. Well done, Baby No Money. One other thing wanted to touch on this morning, because this was a big trending topic over the weekend, but it had nothing to do with the Juno Awards. It was, though, connected to music. Morgan Wallen was the musical guest Saturday night on Saturday Night Live, and there was this moment at the very end of the show. They do this every single week. At the end of the show, the guest host that week and the musical guest stand front and center, and they're surrounded by the cast and crew of the show just to say a quick goodbye. Mikey Madison, who was the Oscar-winning actress from the movie Anora a couple of weeks ago, she was the host, and she was just wrapping it up at the end of the night, standing next to Morgan Wallen, thanking him.
Morgan Wallen, I had a wonderful time. Thank you.
The band plays out and away we go for the show. But what was different and got people talking about this is instead of just staying on stage and talking to the cast and talking to Mikey, Morgan Wallen walked directly towards the camera and off the stage without saying a word to anybody in the cast. And that got people talking, like, was he anxious to get out of there for some reason? TMZ is reporting that it's really much ado about nothing, that he did that during rehearsal. But that says to me, like, if he did that during rehearsal, walked off, he just didn't know the right way to go.
Yeah.
Somebody would have explained during rehearsal, that's not the way you leave the stage to walk out towards the camera.
Right.
And
right.
That without acknowledging any of the cast members.
It's odd.
It is. And then he posted a picture to social media afterwards. He skipped the post-show party, which is a tradition at Saturday Night Live. He didn't go to that. And he went directly to the airport and posted a picture of his private plane with the caption, "Get me to God's country." So that, too, got people thinking, oh, he must not have had a great experience on SNL if he was that hot to get out of there.
Well, what was he expecting? Like, you know the politics on SNL, and you know the situation there. And it's like, if you don't want to do that, then don't do it.
Don't do that.
Don't be a big sourpuss. You're on SNL.
It's you would think that was a good thing.
You would think
that was a good thing. Hopefully, he thought it was a good thing, too, and was just confused with directions. But I'm not 100% sure on that.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
The way.
variety. Move 103.5.
And today's best variety, Move 103.5. Good morning, it's the Nat and Drew Show. Good to have you here on a Monday. It's Drew and Aaron this morning. Nat is off today. She'll be back tomorrow. Have you ever had a chance encounter with somebody famous and they turned out to be really, really sweet? 604-280-1035, or you can text us anytime at 103535. Ask about this because of a post that went viral over the weekend. Maybe you saw it. It was from a cab driver in London, England. And, she posted this on her socials, said, picked up this young fella on my way home tonight. We got chatting and I said, you really sound like Harry Styles. He said, that's because I am Harry Styles. He was such a friendly chap. And she posted the picture, which you can see on our socials. Just search for the Nat and Drew Show on Instagram or on Facebook. But, he's lovely.
It's darling. She drives a pink cab and she's just beaming and he has a little cap on and he's so cute. And it's just like, it's one of those pictures that you just go, yay, like everything's still good in the world.
Yeah.
Right? Harry Styles is beautiful, incredible voice and a sweetheart.
Have you ever had a chance encounter with a celebrity who turned out to be really, really nice? We have, just over the course of the years doing this show, of course, you talk to a number of people, but those are all work settings. The chance encounter I had was with Ray Romano.
That's right.
Who held an elevator for me.
That's right.
we were staying, I was at a work thing, unrelated to why he was staying there, but we were both at the same hotel in LA. And as I was coming down the hall, I had already, it was one of those hotels where it just seemed to take forever to get an elevator. And I was staying on a floor that was somewhat high up. And I could hear, as I was still a few feet away from the area where the elevators were, I could hear the elevator door closing. And I was like, I cannot spend another 20 minutes waiting for a stupid elevator. So I yelled out the thing that you see people do in in TV shows, yes, but I've never actually done. I'm like, hold, please. Like, I yell out, hold, please. But I have no idea who's in the elevator.
Of course.
And then I round the corner and get in, step into the elevator, and it's Ray Romano.
That's fun.
Who was by himself. And then the two of us just rode the elevator down to the lobby together. And I'm like, oh, what do I say beyond thank you? Do I say anything at all? But I was just like, what a nice, kind,
love it,
simple thing love to it. Do. Held the elevator for just a crazy person who's yelling out, hold, please, as he's staying in the elevator.
Would have pushed
hotel.
close.
Exactly. Close. Oh, can't get this door closed fast enough. Did you ever have a chance encounter, Aaron, with somebody who turned out to be lovely?
You know, when I was in New York City one time, I was in a deli and Matthew Broderick came in and he was darling. You know, I didn't really have a chance to talk to him, but he was just like smiley and kind and didn't act like he was like placed his order and they knew him. And it was just, he just seemed like a really good guy.
Restaurants are obviously a place where a lot of these chance encounters happen. I got a message from Lexi here who said she's met several celebrities in town over the years while waitressing. But by far the nicest was Bryan Cranston. From Breaking Bad.
Wow.
Walter White in Breaking Bad. She says he thanked her by name for the service many times throughout the course of the meal and was a very good tipper.
Oh, love that.
That is something that wait staff certainly remember.
Yep.
604-280-1035 if you've got one. I love this message that we got in from Sean as well. He said, years ago, my wife was working the till at a toy store in December while quite pregnant. An attractive blonde woman brought up her purchases, and my wife asked her if she was in their loyalty program. The customer thought so and gave her her number, but it wasn't in there. So my wife said, no problem, I can check your name. Your first name? Diana. Last name? Crawl. Ah, yes, there you are.
Aww, beautiful.
Diana Krall does collect loyalty points at toy stores as well.
I love
that.
Some
celebrities, they really are just like us.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move
103.5. Sean says Diana even complimented his wife on how lovely she looked. Being way, 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 way pregnant at Christmas time. How about you? A chance encounter with a celebrity, kind of like this cab driver in London who wound up with Harry Styles in her cab without even knowing it was him. What was your chance celebrity encounter with somebody who turned out to be really nice? 604-280-1035. You can text anytime at 103535.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks.
Whoa, what is happening? What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/spring for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
Right now, get 30% off with a Crave Premium 6-month plan and start streaming exclusive HBO series like The White Lotus.
We should always live like this.
The new season of The Last of Us, premiering April 13th.
What did you do?
I saved her.
Hit Canadian original, The Trades.
I want to make things right.
And the blockbuster, Venom, The Last Dance.
Let's go!
Get 30% off with a Premium 6-month plan. Offer ends April 20th. Terms apply. Learn more at crave.ca/springoffer. Crave, endlessly entertaining.
Ooh, hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
parents, it's time for Canada's favorite game show. Buy them a home or let them move back in. Option A, invest in a mass timber chic home made with smartwood at Kestrel in West Coquitlam, built with Canadian craftsmanship starting from the mid-400s. Or option B, your basement turns into a temporary punk rock practice space. Yeah, let's go with Kestrel. Visit KestrelHomes.ca today before they start packing.
With Seacoat Clean Surface Paint, stress less about life's unavoidable stains. Its ultra-washable finish makes cleaning walls a breeze. Sorry, crayon mark. Better luck next time, Smudge. Save 30% until April 2nd. Seco, see color.
Listen. Get a TSN 4-month pass for $60 and go mad for March Madness, the Masters, Wimbledon, and more. Also included, TSN Plus. Subscribe now. Offer ends April 7th. Visit tsn.ca/subscribe.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. It's for RE/MAX. Taking that next step can mean making a big move. A RE/MAX agent can help. Connect with local realtors at RE/MAX.ca. RE/MAX, get the expert advice you need. Okay, a busy, busy morning. We're back after spring break. Lots of people on the roads, and we've got a lot of accidents. In North Van, a stall. Highway 1 westbound before Lynn Valley Road, a crash in Vancouver, night at 60th. A stall in Langley. Highway 1 eastbound on the 216th on-ramp. In Surrey, a crash 88th Avenue at 168th. Both directions impacted with crews on the scene. Save $3 on 1,750 milliliter bottles of Smirnoff No. 21, Canada's number one vodka, until April 1st. Please enjoy responsibly, 19 plus. Clouds with a chance of showers this morning. Clouds with a chance of sunny breaks this afternoon. The high will be 13, right now 9 degrees.
This is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right.
Move 1035, talking about celebrity encounters, chance celebrity encounters with somebody who turned out to be really, really nice. Talking about this story that went viral over the weekend of a cab driver. She drives a pink cab in London, and she wound up having Harry Styles as a passenger in the back. She didn't even know it was him.
Mm-mm.
Until she said, "You sound a lot like Harry Styles." And mm-hmm. He's like, "Well, I kind of am." And they took a picture together, and it's super sweet and super adorable. And that does feel good.
Yes.
When you hear that, for those who do have incredible privilege, for them to still be at the core, like decent, like loving people.
Absolutely.
And stuff. Decent people.
Absolutely. Decent Especially people. When you love them. Like I'm obsessed with Harry, and it's just so nice to know that he's charming.
604-280-1035, or you can text us anytime at 103535. Sean, you had a story, a chance celebrity encounter that you had while working out at the gym. What was the situation there, Sean?
Well, I was working half days in the summer before going back to school. And so I went to the gym at the time of day when it was pretty much dead empty. I liked going because no one else was there. And I went there, and there was this other woman in the gym at the same area I like to work out in. And she was very nice. She says hi to me. And I have this terrible habit where I don't remember people, but they remember me. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. This woman's so kind. She said hello. And we worked out. We would interact, but it would be like, hello, and can I have your turn? And just... interaction yeah. to the course
you're working level. Yeah, you're working yeah, on each other's sets. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, working in each other's sets. And the whole time I'm super embarrassed because I thought, oh, this person knows me. She looks vaguely familiar. I must know her from somewhere. Is she a classmate? And then when I'm leaving the gym, I hear two of the personal trainers, they're giggling with each other. It's like, can you believe Sporty Spice is here? And I turn around, and I look, and it's like, oh, my God, I just spent 2 hours working out with Sporty Spice.
Sean is taking turns on the bench press with Sporty Spice Mel C.
Yes!
At the gym. I love that.
Oh, that's so fun.
And it was when they were here on their first tour in Vancouver, so I should have, that's why I recognized her, of course, and the gold tooth should have been a clue, but no, she was absolutely lovely. She was very kind, and I think the fact that I didn't recognize her and wasn't starstruck is why she didn't mind interacting. But yeah, I spent 2 hours being embarrassed because I thought she knew me when I should have known her.
Yeah.
We all get that.
And that's the part, Sean, thank you so much for sharing the story. We appreciate it. Have a great day. That's the part that I love, is that the entire time Sean is thinking, mm-hmm. I should know her.
Yes. Yes.
Classmates. I feel terrible that I've forgotten her name. Like somebody. No, it's just like somebody who at the time
uh-huh.
was one of the most famous people on the planet, uh-huh. certainly being in one of the most famous music groups. 604-280-1035. Connie, for you, a celebrity encounter with people, someone or some ones who turned out to be really, really lovely.
Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, and Michael Bublé.
Wow.
You hit the trifecta there.
I did. They were in the next suite beside me.
And so then how did you wind up chatting with them if they were in the next suite? Did you barge in? Did you lean around the side? Like how exactly did you meet them?
I heard that Harry was next door, so I went down to where the seats were in our suite, and I looked up, and there he was, and then all of a sudden, Meghan.
Were Harry and Meghan the monsters that everybody say they are?
No. They were all smiles. They, you know, my brother wanted a little video with her saying hi to him, and she's like, sure, do you want a video chat with him?
Wow.
Yeah.
So she did a video chat with your brother.
It was like for 5 seconds, though. We couldn't hear him. He couldn't hear us. It was too loud.
I mean, that's yeah. pretty cool for her to even suggest that and be willing to go ahead with it. I'm sure if you could have heard each other, it would have lasted longer than 5 seconds. So.
Oh, yeah. No, it was really nice. She was just like, we were chatting, and she's like, sorry, I'm still eating food. I'm like, oh, I don't care. Eat all the way.
Connie, thanks for sharing the story. That's pretty cool to get a
yeah.
video chat.
Yeah.
With Meghan and Harry.
Yeah.
That'd be all right. That'd be all right. See, not the monsters you say they are.
Me personally?
Well, no. Okay. The general
okay.
you.
Okay.
Uh-huh. The general
The greater
you.
We.
Yeah. That might have even been Meghan's PR people calling in, for all we know. Telling a different tale. But Connie, we appreciate the story. Thanks so much for listening. 604-280-1035. You can text anytime, too, at 103535. Here's Rihanna on Moon.
Because when the sun shines. QM Bay.